So you might recall many months ago we talked about the electricity superhighway, two high voltage transmission lines that were to be constructed and run through Merriwar and Cassilis. We spoke to Heidi Inder about it at the time, and there was a meeting on Friday, and I wanted to follow up to find out how things turned out. She joins us this morning. Heidi, how are we doing?
I'm great, thank you.
So on Friday, Dave Lazell, our member for Upper Hunter, attended the Merriwar RSL Club to have a talk to the locals about what's going on there. Heidi, what was the upshot?
It was a fantastic outcome from probably 18 months of hard work by our community to hear that the New South Wales government have genuinely listened and responded to our community's recommendations and moved the transmission study corridor completely off the Merriwar Cassilis Plateau.
So just so I understand, the plan was to run through an area where you guys didn't want it to go, and they have listened and they've decided to put it on a completely different path. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
We strongly
recommended that we protect land identified across the Merriwar Cassilis Plateau as biophysical strategic agricultural land, which is basically high-valued, high-production agricultural land, prime farming country, that we wanted to protect it. It's a rare area within New South Wales that government have identified as highly productive, and we wanted to protect it and continue utilising it as agricultural land. And the government have listened and responded and moved to the study corridor to a revised location within the res, which is, you know, the best spot for it. They'll utilise mining country, they'll utilise existing transmission lines and put it where it best fits.
You've got the outcome that you're after. So they indicate when construction is meant to start, all that sort of thing, or is it just a simple matter of, you know, you guys just don't have to worry, it's not coming through your town?
Well, you know, wherever they put the transmission line, there will be landowners
yes.
negatively impacted. So that, you know, that's always a concern. So there will be consultation occurring extensively with the new impacted land holders, and that I'm aware is going to happen over the next couple of months. Energy Co, which is part of the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment, will be running those consultation workshops. So, you know, it's really important that the community to the west of Cassilis get involved in those workshops and be heard. Wherever the line goes, those landowners, you know, there is going to be negative impacts, and, you know, we want to minimise the impact to whoever cops those power lines. You know, we'd really like to see that they receive fair and equitable compensation.
You must all very much be relieved given your efforts over the last several months or even a couple of years in regards to this. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. We are very relieved, and it wouldn't have happened without our strong community support. We are very grateful for that.
Heidi Inder from the Merriwar Cassilis Alliance, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.